You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hey guys, you're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review. All right, guys, I have some awesome news to share with you, and this is really exclusive. I've only shared this with a handful of really close friends, so you guys on the Elite Man Podcast are getting this news first. December 5th, that's right, December 5th, mark your calendars now, I'm going to be launching my second podcast to coincide with this podcast here called The Justin Stenstrom Show, J-U-S-T-I-N. Stenstrom. Yes, it's named after yours truly, The Justin Stenstrom Show. Not the most original name of all time, though I guess not too many people have that Swedish background where their last name is Stenstrom, so it's pretty original in that sense. But guys, trust me, this show is going to be incredible. I already have so many awesome interviews lined up, and I've done a few already, and I gotta tell you right now, the guests on this show are incredible, and they're gonna blow you away. So we're not replacing the Elite Man Podcast at all. Don't get me wrong. We still love doing the Elite Man Podcast. I still love hosting the Elite Man Podcast and will continue to do so. This is just an additional podcast to coincide with this one and to give you more tips, advice, strategies throughout the week to go along with this podcast here, the Elite Man Podcast. So we do this typically one time a week. We're going to be doing the Justin Stenstrom Show 2 times a week, Mondays and Thursdays. So we'll be launching it December 5th. Make sure you guys stay tuned. I'll give you more updates with more info. I'll tell you right now, we will cover a lot of the topics we cover on this show, and we'll give you a lot of advice, and it'll be interview style. As I mentioned, we have some awesome guests already lined up, but I'll drop some more details in the forthcoming episodes in the upcoming weeks. So stay tuned, but get excited right now, guys. This show is going to be incredible, and I'm getting excited already collaborating with some people and getting those interviews lined up for you. So without further ado, enjoy this episode, and I'll give you some more information about the Justin Stenstrom Show in the next few weeks. On today's episode, episode number 91, entitled The 4 Entrepreneurial Skills You Must Have, I don't do an interview, but rather give a talk about the 4 critical skills that every entrepreneur must have. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and without further ado, here it is. All right, guys, this episode is dedicated to all my entrepreneurial brothers and sisters listening. This episode talks about the 4 skills you must have. And also, I want to say, for anyone who's thinking about potentially having a business or being an entrepreneur in the future, this episode is also for you, because I'm going to talk about exactly what you need to have as an entrepreneur, what it takes to be successful as an entrepreneur, what you can expect, and some of the ins and outs of what works and what doesn't work. So, without further ado, let's just dive right into things and talk about the number 1 most important skill you must have to be a successful entrepreneur. And the number 1 skill is persistence. So, if you're listening, if you're jotting down notes, if you're taking notes, now's the time to write number 1, persistence, and write some bullet points about what I'm going to talk about next. Persistence is the most important skill for an entrepreneur. And by persistence, I mean persistence in being able to keep plugging away, being able to keep going through and just knocking on doors and not giving up, because a lot of people give up. A lot of people hear this kind of and it's really popular, I think, in sort of the mainstream press and social media, etc., this sort of entrepreneurial lifestyle, this entrepreneurial phrase. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur right now, but what does it actually take? And what I'm going to talk about today is what it takes. The number one thing that it takes, the number one skill that you must have, is persistence. And it's a lot rougher to be an entrepreneur than a lot of people think. It's a lot of failure. It's a lot of lows, a lot of, you know, messing up, a lot of failure, a lot of no's, a lot of knocking on doors and getting slammed in the face. I mean, that's what I'm talking about here when I say failures. I mean, it's a lot tougher than you think to be an entrepreneur. And it's not for everybody. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you have to know that it's not for everyone. You have to know that it's not as easygoing or as friendly or as inviting as some of these, you know, Facebook posts or Twitter posts of entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs, putting up these pictures with cars and houses and vacations that they're taking. It's not as easy as that. If you ask any entrepreneur, any real successful entrepreneur, the true background or, you know, their real story about how they made it to that point, they're going to tell you it's a lot of hardship. They're going to tell you it's a lot of failures. It's a lot of, you know, falling and trying to claw your way through the weeds for months, for years, before you actually see success. And, you know, you have a win and then it's back down again. You know, you have failure and failure and failure and failure and maybe a little win and then some more failure and then some more failure and then a win and then some failure again. And then it's just a vicious cycle, this over and over and over again, until you actually see like a steady growth of success. And it takes, most of the time, it takes years. I know they say about 3 years to be successful with business. And I'd say 3 to 5 years, in my opinion, to be really successful. So it's not as, you know, the grass is always greener. You see these awesome pictures and posts of all these entrepreneurs making it big. And that's great. You know, that's well and all. But it often leaves out the other side. It leaves out the struggle. It leaves out the staying up all night and you know, just grinding it out on your laptop while, you know, all your friends are out going to the bar or going to a party, and you're just sitting at home working because that's all you have to do. You have to, you know, finish whatever it is you're doing so you can make rent. You know, you have to do like that little, you have to do that full-time struggle so you can have that little success. You can have that little bill getting paid, or you know that rent money's due and you have to pay that, or the groceries, you have to get food so you can survive. And it's a lot of struggling and just barely getting by before you actually see a bit of success. And before all the cars and the houses and the lavish vacations come, it's all of what I'm talking about right now. It's tough as shit to be an entrepreneur. And it takes a lot of persistence to not give up. It's so easy to want to give up. It's so easy to say, shit, this isn't for me. This life is not for me. This entrepreneurial thing is not what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was a lot easier than this. I thought it was all kind of cupcakes and cake and ice cream. But this is a lot friggin' tougher than I ever imagined it was going to be. And, you know, I think I'm going to take that interview I skipped out on taking, or I think I'm going to go back into school, or I think I'm going to go back to my old job. I think I'm going to do that 9-to-5 that I gave up on doing to sort of lead this fantasy entrepreneurial lifestyle, that dream that I had, because it's so much easier to just, you know, punch a clock and do a 9-to-5 gig 40 hours a week. It's a lot easier to do that than it is to be wondering if your rent's going to be paid, or wondering if you're going to have enough money for groceries, or wondering if your cable is going to get shut off because you don't have money for it. It's a lot easier to go to work and get, you know, a steady paycheck and punch the clock and get a steady paycheck than it is to wonder how much money you're going to have next week. So That's the most important thing. The most important thing is if you can be persistent enough, and don't get me wrong here, it's hard to be an entrepreneur, but if you put in the work, if you put in the time, if you put in the effort, you can be a successful entrepreneur. You absolutely can be a successful entrepreneur. And there's so many examples of successful entrepreneurs out there. I'm just giving you both sides of the equation, both sides of the story, not the equation. I don't know why I'm saying equation, but I'm giving you both sides of the story. And this is the true side. The true side is that it's not always great. It's not always, just a fantasy land or a fantasy world where you get everything coming to you and, you know, you have this awesome idea and everyone has awesome ideas. It's not about awesome ideas. Everybody has them. It's a matter of putting in the time, energy, and effort to make those awesome ideas come to life. That's when you have, inventions, or that's when you have a successful company, or you have innovation. That's when those things come together. Everybody has great ideas about, you know, how to change the world or have the next great product or have this cool thing that no one's ever done before. Everyone has incredible ideas. But can you actually put those ideas to life? And can you actually dedicate the time that it takes to put those ideas to life? That's the question. And entrepreneurs who do this, entrepreneurs who actually put in that time, are entrepreneurs who are successful. But not everybody can put in that time. Not everyone has the DNA to be persistent and put that time in. Not everyone can wait on sort of that delayed gratification and reap the benefits years down the road. Sometimes it takes 5 years before you're successful as a business. Can you honestly wait 5 years before you reap the benefits of what you're doing now? That's the question. And a lot of people can't, and there's nothing wrong with that. Again, a lot of people are more 9-to-5 people. A lot of people would rather see the reward of what they're doing right now, right away. And I get that. And honestly, there's a fine line between being a successful entrepreneur and being a complete nut. And trust me, I often feel like I walk that line a lot of the time, where a lot of people think I'm crazy. A lot of people think, I've kind of lost my mind, or, you know, that they thought originally, at least they thought, you know, for a long time, that I was an idiot for doing what I'm doing. I should have, took a lot of the jobs that they took, or I should have kind of went down the same path that they went down. And I always like to refer back to Robert Frost and his poem, The Road Not Taken. I like to refer to that poem a lot because it's sort of the perfect example of sort of my life anyways, and sort of the path that I've gone down. And I know the entrepreneurial journey, the entrepreneurial path is not for everybody, as I mentioned, but I know it's for me. I couldn't do a 9-to-5. I couldn't punch a clock and do 40 hours a week, or do 8 or 9 hours a day of, say, manual labor, or, you know, and I always give this example too. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Some people, that's who they are. Couple of my best friends are construction workers, electricians, plumbers. Like, those are my best friends. I go to the bar with these guys all the time. I hang out with these guys all the time. They're some of the best people in the world. Could they do this entrepreneurial thing? Could they dedicate 3, 4, 5 years of their life to see success 3, 4, 5 years later down the road? I don't think they could. On the other hand, could I do what they're doing? Could I fix things? Could I build things? Could I put things back together? Could I work with my hands all day and be just, you know, physically adept at what I'm doing? Could I do what they do all day long, or, you know, 5 days a week? Could I do that? And the answer is no, I couldn't. I'm not that type of person. Everybody is built differently. Everybody has different, DNA structure in their body. And some people are cut out to be an entrepreneur and some people are not. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with that. The only thing I say in this regard is to just kind of be aware of, are you, you know, the first type of person? Or are you the second type of person? Are you the type of person who likes to punch a clock, or who likes that consistent paycheck? Are you the type of person who likes to see their money right away and maybe save up? Or are you the type of person who likes to kind of gamble and go after what they want, go after their dreams, but not see the reward right away. Wait, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, maybe even 5 years before you see that reward for what you're doing. Are you the first type of person or are you the second type of person? If you're the first type of person, that's totally fine. You know, I totally respect you and honestly envy you in a lot of ways because I could never do that. And I truly do, you know, have the utmost respect for people who can do that, and including my best friends, guys who I love and would take the shirt off their back for you in a heartbeat because they're just incredibly great, great guys, great dudes. So if you're the first type of person, that's you. But honestly, the you're probably not the entrepreneurial type of person. You're probably not that second type of person who likes to kind of take that gamble, who likes to have that delayed gratification, who likes to have that persistence, who can have that persistence in their life where they're trying all the time, they're failing constantly, they're constantly getting knocked down, but also constantly getting back up. And that's where that persistence kicks in. That's where having that persistence as an entrepreneur is so important. You have to constantly be picking yourself back up and moving forward, moving the needle forward every single day. That's what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur, having that persistence to not give up, to not quit, to keep plugging along, to keep working hard, to keep putting in that energy, to keep putting in that time, because you know down the road it's going to pay off big time. That's what you need. That's the number one most important thing as an entrepreneur, persistence. The second thing, the second skill that you must have as an entrepreneur is knowledge. And by knowledge, I'm talking here about having knowledge about the business world, having knowledge about what's happening right now. And I think Gary Vaynerchuk puts this very eloquently, and I think he says it best anyways, and kind of what I'm talking about specifically here. So Gary talks about advertising or marketing in the year that you live in. So instead of, say, you know, advertising, marketing like they did in the 70s, in the 60s, in the 80s, you know, where they had TV, radio spots, TV spots, things like that. Instead of wasting your money on TV advertisements for your business or radio spots for your business, and these are sort of dying markets, not necessarily dying markets, but shrinking markets where that they charge you more and your return is less. Instead of doing that, because they're still charging prices, they're still charging premium prices for TV slots and radio slots that they charged 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago when it was prime time to have you know, a TV ad for your business. They're still charging relatively the same that they charged back then when they had a higher viewership and you got more for your money. They're still charging people that same amount of money. So instead of wasting your money in what worked 15, 20, 30 years ago, it's better to market, advertise in the age we live in. So people are spending their time on social media. People are spending their time on Facebook. They're spending their time on Google, Twitter, Instagram. Those are the places you want to be advertising. Those are the most cost-efficient places to be advertising to your audience. That's where they are, and that's honestly the cheapest way to get to them. Advertise on Google, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Those are the places to go. Don't waste your money on TV spots. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your money on radio spots. They're just not cost-effective anymore. And this comes down to knowledge, knowing what's working, knowing what's not working. And we live in this microwave society in 2016. It's great. It's great because we have, you know, all at our fingertips, the ability to start a business. We all have computers. We all have laptops. With a laptop, I was able to start Elite Man Magazine. I was able to start this podcast with the laptop. I was able to connect with influencers with this laptop. I was able to get a bunch of people to sell tickets to my conference with this laptop. I was able to have an entire business and make money and make a living and make a livelihood and get and have freedom for myself because of this laptop. So don't get me wrong here. This laptop is incredible. And the day we live in is incredible because anyone listening to this podcast has the same ability that I had to have a business through a laptop and to have a whole lifestyle, a whole free lifestyle and ability to have freedom because of the laptop that you have or the computer that you have, or even the cell phone that you have. You're listening to this on just a cell phone, which a lot of people are. Actually, probably the majority of people are listening on a cell phone, a smartphone. Even a smartphone, you could run an entire business, an entire industry through your phone. That's how incredible the day and age we live in is. You couldn't do this 20 years ago. You couldn't do this 15 years ago. It wasn't even that you didn't have the capability to do this 15 years ago. And certainly not 30, 40 years ago. But you're lucky because, and I'm lucky, I'm truly lucky and grateful because I can do this and you can do this in this day and age because the technology is so good. But my point is, we have this constantly changing technology, like technology doubles, they say, every 2 years. We have everything changing so quickly that it's so imperative as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, to stay up to date with your knowledge, to constantly learn the ins and outs of your business and to constantly learn the technology and what's working, the strategies. Like, there's some basic strategies in business that you can always rely on. You know, I'm sure that they work for your grandparents or your parents or any other business owners from, you know, generations ago. There's some basic essential traits and qualities of business and sales and marketing that work and will always work. You know, think back to Dale Carnegie in his book How to Win Friends and Influence People, and he has just incredible timeless strategies for connecting with people, for sales, for all kinds of different business things in that book. And it'll never die out because as human beings, we all have the same characteristics and traits that we did or had 100 years ago or 1930, I think the book was written, or the 1920s even, and it's going to be like that, you know, for the next 100,000 years until, you know, our DNAs sort of evolve over time. And I think maybe even longer than that, whatever amount of time it is, we're going to have strategies like that that are timeless and that will always work on human beings because that's who we are as a human being. However, there's other strategies that you have to constantly be learning as far as technology goes, as far as new marketing goes, as advertising goes, as strategies for an online presence go, and connecting with your audience go. Like, all these things are constantly changing because everything with technology and the way we do business is changing. People do business online more than ever. Even Amazon is growing at an exponential rate. Like, it said in the next few years that Amazon is going to have more sales or more revenue than Walmart. I don't know what the exact date of that is, but in the coming years, Amazon, a strictly online business, website, is actually going to take down the biggest in-person business that ever existed in the history of humankind. Like, Walmart is just such a huge, huge entity. And Amazon, you know, this up-and-coming website 20 years ago or whatever, 15, 20 years ago, is actually going to overthrow them for the most sales at some point soon. And that's just incredible to think about. The way we do business is slowly evolving, and it's going online, but it's so critical that you constantly stay up to date with what's happening and what's working and what's not working anymore for your business, and the knowledge of how to be successful, how to be a successful entrepreneur is so critical to have. Knowledge is important in any field, but as an entrepreneur, when your livelihood is dependent on it, it's so important to not get complacent and think that you don't have to stay up to date with what's happening, or think that you made money a couple of years ago, you're successful, and then you can kind of just fall back and sort of, go into chill mode and just think that money's going to keep coming in, because it's not. It's very important that you don't get complacent, that you stay constantly up to date about what's happening and, like I said, what's working, what's not working. I like to always add the example too of Blockbuster and Netflix. And Blockbuster had they actually had the ability to buy Netflix when it was an up and coming company, and they actually declined because they didn't think that the market was good enough in people buying or renting videos, I should say, through an online means and through, I think at the time, mail. and they thought that in person, I kind of miss that too, in person, you know, movie stores, but they thought as an industry that the in-person movie rental business was the way to go. And they had that for years, and they were dominating the industry for years. But along came this online Netflix, this up-and-coming Netflix thing and the company, and they had this radical idea of mailing DVDs to people instead of having people go into a store, and also being able to rent them eventually online instead of having people go into the store. And Blockbuster dismissed it. They didn't have the knowledge of what was happening right now. And they didn't keep up to date with what was happening right now. They didn't have that knowledge as entrepreneurs, as a business, to stay on top of their game. And what ultimately happened was Netflix destroyed Blockbuster. And shortly after, a few years after Netflix came around, Blockbuster went out of business. And it went out of business, again, because they didn't have the knowledge to stay up to date with what was happening with their business. The entrepreneurs running that company did not have the knowledge to know what was happening. And like I said, the rest is history. They went out of business kind of sadly, because I honestly liked Blockbuster. I liked going into the store. I was probably one of the few people who liked it, apparently. But they went out of business, and Netflix just went through the roof and skyrocketed in their profits, in their sales, in their income, and all that stuff, and revenue. And it was because of their knowledge. It was because they stayed up to date with what was happening. And as an entrepreneur, you have to constantly stay up to date. Don't be the Blockbuster. Be the Netflix. Be the person who's constantly learning and evolving and adapting to what's happening. And it's tough to do. It's not easy to constantly be in that mode of progressing and just staying up to date with what's working. But you have to be. At this period in age and in this time that we live in, you have the resources, you have the gift, as well do I, of being able to do these things online and being able to, say, work from home or have your laptop handy to run an entire business. But you also face the same challenge that Blockbuster face, and that is that other people also have that business, which means other competition. And also you have to know, because technology is changing so fast and because the market's changing so fast, you have to constantly stay up to date with the new thing coming out, or what's new, or what's still working, or what's going to work, or what's going to be in the future. You have to project yourself in the future. And I hate, saying that for people who suffer with like anxiety and stuff like that, because I talk about anxiety all the time. But you have to constantly be thinking about the future and not be complacent in what's happening now or what's happened in the past, because if you do, you'll get run over as an entrepreneur. Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by the Elite Man Mastermind group on Facebook. Are you looking to improve your life in a number of very important ways? Do you want to improve, say, your dating, your health, your fitness, your business, your confidence, your social skills, your style, any one of these areas? If so, the best way to do it right now is to join our Facebook group. The Elite Man Mastermind group is the best way to build a sense of community online. It's so tough nowadays to feel like you're connected to like-minded people. Joining this group solves that problem. We have hundreds of awesome guys, speakers, thought leaders, life coaches, dating coaches, business leaders, health and fitness experts, bloggers, podcasters, and just regular awesome dudes like yourself in this group right now. And they're sharing their incredible insights, advice, tips, strategies, and techniques to mastering all sorts of really important areas of their life. If you're serious about improving your life, go right now to Facebook and type in Elite Man Mastermind. I'll have you added in within just a few hours. It's a very exclusive group, so membership is limited, but right now you can get yourself in just a couple of hours. Type it up right now and join the group. Like I said, it's a closed group, which means it's pretty intimate and not everybody can join, but right now I will add you in. I want to get as many awesome guys like yourself into the group as possible. We have such a great community of leaders, speakers, coaches, influencers, people who can share their insights with you and share their great ideas with each other to build each other up and build incredible relationships with one another and help each other become the best people we can be. Join the group right now, guys. Elite Man Mastermind. We're on Facebook. I know you're on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook. Whether you're on your phone or your desktop, go on Facebook right now and join the group. All right, back to the show now.
So skill number three. The third thing you have to do, or you have to have, I should say, is a community. Every entrepreneur, every successful entrepreneur that I know has a community behind them. And I wasn't a successful entrepreneur. I was actually a really struggling entrepreneur until I created a community. And this is a community of people who share ideas with you, who have your back, who help you out, and who can give you critical and constructive criticism when it's needed, when necessary. So, excuse me, again, it's so important to have a community to just help you along your journey. People can't make it as an entrepreneur by themselves. They can't make it and think they're going to be successful doing things if they don't have other people to help share their message or help them out with getting things done. It just doesn't happen that way. And when I first started my blog, my first ever blog, even before Elite Man Magazine, I would do these blog posts. I would write these articles. I would take, you know, days on end writing these awesome posts and just dedicating all my time to perfecting these articles I thought were great, helpful tips for people. And as it happened, as it turns out, a lot of these articles never even got seen. They never saw the light of day because I didn't have a community. And that was my major problem, probably for the first year and a half that I became an entrepreneur. I didn't have a community. I didn't know that I needed to have a community. So I would create all this great content, put it out there. I'd go on my personal Facebook page. I'd put it out on that and get a couple friends to like it, maybe a couple family members to like it, and then that would be the end of it. So yeah, I got a couple likes on my thing, but no one ever saw the thing. No one meaningful ever saw the thing. Like, obviously my friends weren't trying to, you know, get advice from me or buy any of my products or coaching from me at the time. I mean, they were my friends. They're not going to buy anything. Obviously, my family wasn't going to buy anything that I was selling at the time. And as a business owner, you have to know that at the end of the day, you're here to make money. You're here to make a profit. Of course, as an entrepreneur, you get to decide what you want to do. And hopefully that's something that benefits other people. And I love what I do. I love helping other guys out. I love helping people overcome some of their biggest problems. But and that's great because I got to choose that. And that's what I love to do. But also, it comes down to making money. If I was just an entrepreneur, just who helped people out and got to do that, I wouldn't be an entrepreneur for long if I didn't have money to sustain that. If I didn't have money to sustain my business, to, you know, pay for the website or pay for the editors or pay for the blogs that get written or some of the advertisement that I do, or, you know, the emails that I have to send out, like all that stuff. Or, you know, when it comes to the conference, just all the venue and getting the speakers to come and is setting it all up. Like, there's so many costs that go into running a business. Like, I love what I do. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love it, but I can't do it for free. And as a business person, you have to know that you're a business person at the end of the day. You have a job, you have this passion of yours as an entrepreneur, and you get to do that, and that's great. But at the end of the day, you also have a business to run. And it's so important to think about that when you want to make a living doing what you love. You have to have a way to do that. You have to have a source of income. And, you know, going back to that original point, when I was putting out all these blog posts and these articles, you know, I was putting my heart and soul into these things. And, you know, these things are awesome. I mean, even looking back now, sometimes I look back on some of my content. I didn't really love it or whatever. Or some of my original podcasts, I thought I kind of sucked in them because I wasn't as comfortable as I am now talking into them. But a lot of these original posts that I did, a lot of these original articles that I did, I look back on them now and I'm still like, wow, this was a pretty damn good article. This actually has a ton of value in it. And that's because I dedicated a ton of time and putting into making those posts. But the truth is, no one ever saw them except for a couple of handful of friends, like I mentioned, or family. No one meaningful ever saw them. People who were going to buy my products or going to buy my coaching, because I didn't have a community to share it with. I didn't have a community of people that I could give it to or present it to, or people that could present it for me to their fans or their friends, and then, you know, share my message. I didn't have a tribe, as Seth Godin likes to put it. I didn't have a tribe of people who had my back and who I had their back as well. It's so important as an entrepreneur, especially an online entrepreneur, online business owner, that you create as quickly as possible a community of people who have your back and who have and who support you in what you do. And, you know, that can mean anything from sharing your posts on Facebook, or, you know, retweeting your posts, or getting featured on, say, their blogs, or their podcast, or their email list, and then you, of course, featuring them on your podcast, or your website, or your email, whatever it is. You have to have a reciprocal community of people who are willing to give and also take when it's their turn to take. So you help each other out. You basically scratch each other's backs and just lift each other up together. And it's so important to do that, to be successful, to get the word out, to reach people, to reach your target audience, to reach anyone for that matter. You have to have people to share that message for you. And it's great if you have family and friends doing it, but honestly, you need people who are doing the same thing as you to really see that benefit, to really see the results, and really to get to that point where you can have ultimately an income coming in. You need to have colleagues and friends who are colleagues and do the same kind of work that you do, are in the same type of field that you're in, before you're going to be successful as an entrepreneur. You really have to build that up before you're successful. And if I could go back now and kind of, you know, take off a year of my life or a year and a half of my life, the number one thing I would have worked on immediately was building the community of friends and colleagues. I mean, I'm saying friends, I'm not talking about, like, you know, friends I go to the bar with, or, you know, the guys I mentioned earlier that I hang out with all the time that live near me. I mean, friends, like, just great people online that I've met and come across that were colleagues, you know, the sort of peers and colleagues and people that are in the same industry or industries as I'm in. That I now consider friends, and that, you know, I have their back, and I, you know, support them fully, and I like their stuff, and I share their stuff, and, you know, I get them on my podcast, or I go on their podcast. Just people that I collaborate with all the time that are great people. Those are friends to me, and those are people that, you know, I get to actually meet at the Elite Man Conference, and, you know, I go to these other events and I get to come across and meet these people in person. Those are the friends I'm talking about. That's the community I'm talking about. I'm talking about building a tribe of people like that who you are close with, and more than just, you know, sending out one email to and then they respond and that's it. But more of having a conversation with those people and getting to know those people and really getting beyond just that sort of surface level of business that I think business people do with each other, but actually creating a relationship with those people. That's where you build your community. When you can have relationships with people who are in the same industry or industries as you, and then, you know, you slowly work up to that point where you consider them as friends, or, you know, you bump into them at a conference or an event and you guys are hanging out all day, or you're talking to them and, you know, sharing ideas and talking about what's going on and, you know, what they've been up to and how their life's going, all that stuff. That's the community that I'm talking about here. And that's what is so critical to your success. So don't think it's just something, you know, that you hear from time to time, like, you know, build your tribe, or, you know, you need a community, or, you know, something like kind of like you might hear passing by and it's not that important. No, it's so important to have a community. It's so important to your success as an entrepreneur to build your community. And it takes time. It does. It takes years to build a solid community of people that you can rely on. But it's so worth it, because these people have your back And when you come out with, say, a new product, or you come out with a new program, or you come out with something that you need help with sharing, these people have your back. These people are going to be your biggest supporters and the people who are going to get your message across to other people. And, you know, the same thing goes with, you know, if they come out with something, you have their back. You're the person who says, oh, I'll share that to my email list, or I'll share that on my podcast, or I'd love to have you on my podcast or my website and write an awesome blog post for you. It's a give and take, and you should be giving just as much, if not more, than, I mean, actually, you should be giving theoretically more than taking, because if there's a group of you, there should only be one person really taking at a time. So there, you know, the rest of the time you should be giving. And, you know, that's kind of, the nuances of building a community, but it's so important to do so. And I just want to really emphasize how critical, how important it is to be a successful entrepreneur. You have to have the skill of building up that community of people who support you, who you support, and who have your back at all times. So that's number three. Number four, the skill number four that you must have is dedication. And this kind of is related to the first one I mentioned in persistence. But dedication is more of realizing now, like anyone just starting off and being an entrepreneur or thinking about being an entrepreneur, because if you're an entrepreneur, you already know a lot of these steps. You already know what it takes. I mean, if you're a successful entrepreneur, anyways, you do. But dedication here, if you're thinking about being an entrepreneur, if you're just starting off, it's a dream of yours, or if you haven't quite made it as an entrepreneur, it may be because you're not quite dedicated enough. And to be a successful entrepreneur, you must have the dedication it takes to be successful, to be okay, like I mentioned earlier in the first one, with failing a lot of the time, but picking yourself back up and plugging through. And by dedication here, I mean the sacrifice of not being able to go out with your friends, the sacrifice of missing time with loved ones because you have to work, the sacrifice of giving up on some things because you don't have the time to do them, the sacrifice and dedication of not doing things because, you know, you're stuck working all day, or you have this deadline on a project that you have to do, or a blog post you have to do, or a podcast episode that has to be done and has to be edited. That's the dedication. It's the sacrifice of giving up on time that you could be doing with other people, or doing that's more fun. Instead of watching, you know, Monday Night Football, you are recording an interview for your podcast. Instead of going out Wednesday night with the guys, you're staying in because Thursday morning you have an interview for a podcast, and it's really important that you do it, and it's really important that you knock it out of the park. Instead of going to that wedding on Saturday night, you know, your friend's wedding that you were supposed to go to, or, you know, you had to bail from going to, but you really wanted to go to, you have to work on this podcast launch that's coming up in a few weeks. So you're dedicating all of your waking hours to it. I'm not referring to anyone specific there. But yeah, instead of doing fun stuff that you could be doing, or instead of doing easy stuff, or instead of doing stuff that's more chill and relax, you have to do stuff that sucks sometimes. And that's the dedication. That's the sacrifice that it takes to being an entrepreneur. Not a lot of people have that type of dedication. Not a lot of people can dedicate and stick to something and not give up on that something. Like, I'm talking like boxer dedication. I'm talking mixed martial artist dedication. I'm talking like Olympic level dedication. And I know it's a little extreme. You might be saying, you know, Justin, what the hell are you talking about? You know, I'm just an entrepreneur. I'm just, you know, a business owner. I don't really need to be dedicated to that extreme. I don't need to go to the gym 6-7 hours a day for 6 days a week and train like a nutcase. Yeah, you're right. You don't have to do that. But you still have to have that same level of dedication to be successful. You're still dead. I mean, if you think about it, you're not training, you know, that hard at the gym for 6 or 7 hours, or you're not, you know, fighting anybody, or you're not doing these crazy somersaults into a pool or any of that stuff. but you're still dedicating that amount of time into something that's not paying off right away, into something that you could be spending that time doing other things, more enjoyable things. But it's enjoyable to do what I do now. It's enjoyable to be an entrepreneur, but a lot of the time, you know, the work that goes into it is not enjoyable. A lot of the time, it's not just fun and games, or a lot of the time, it's not. It's just not something you like to do. Like, writing a blog post is cool. You have this great idea, and when it's done, it's great. But actually sitting there and doing it a lot of the time sucks. Or, you know, doing a podcast, you know, doing the interview a lot of the time is fun. You know, getting to chat with these people is great. That's awesome. But then having to do the show notes and pass that off to an editor, but making sure, you know, you spend the next 45 minutes making sure all the show notes are done, and that, you know, the editor knows what to do with the episode and how to plug in the show notes right, and then upload the images and get the sizes right, and then do all that crap. That's not fun. I mean, that's just a pain in the ass, really. And so, you know, half of it's fun, but then the other half is terrible. It's just like, it's things that eat up time. It's things that take away time from things that you like to do, or things that you'd rather do, or things, you know, on a sunny day, you'd rather be out hanging on the beach, or, you know, riding a bike or playing basketball with your friends. But no, you're in your house, you're in your office, just grinding away, doing kind of boring work a lot of the time. And, you know, that's the sacrifice that it takes. Eventually, hopefully anyways, you can, you know, leverage yourself in ways where you don't have to do a lot of those things that you don't like to do. But I think any entrepreneur will agree, any successful entrepreneur will agree, that if they're active in their business, which they should be, in my opinion, there always is work in some way, shape, or form that they have to do that they don't love to do. There's something that they have to do that they'd rather be doing something else at the time. And I think this goes across the board, whether you're Mark Cuban, Mark Zuckerberg, or whether you're just an entrepreneur like me, or an entrepreneur like somebody else, you know, or maybe yourself, who just has, you know, a regular business, or, you know, maybe aren't a superstar like a Cuban or Zuckerberg. No matter who you are, you have to do things that you don't love to do. That's just the way of life. You know, if you're a 9-to-5 guy putting houses together, I'm sure there's times and parts out of the day that you'd rather be, you know, sitting at home watching a football game or a baseball game, or sitting at the bar having a beer. But you still have to do them. You know, you still have to plug away and get those things done. And that's the dedication that those guys have to do their job successful. Otherwise, they get fired. Otherwise, you know, they're going to hire somebody else instead of that person who's going to do those things. As an entrepreneur, you still have to have that dedication. You still, it's a different dedication, but it's dedication that you have to have in doing those things that no one else is telling you to do, but you have to do by yourself because you know they have to get done. No one's looking over your shoulder. You know, you don't have a foreman or a supervisor telling you, you know, get things done or get back to work, or, you know, put that shelf together, or that wall together, you know, plaster the wall. Put that floor in, any of those things. You don't have someone looking over your shoulder telling you that. But what you do have is the fact that you know this thing, whatever it is you're doing, has to get done, or else you're screwed, or else your business is going to fail, or else you're not going to get any money. You're not going to pay the bills. You're not going to pay the rent. You know you have to get those things done, and it takes that internal dedication to make sure you get those things done. And not a lot of people have that type of dedication. They don't have that sort of internal drill sergeant telling them, you know, get back to work, Justin. You know, this podcast isn't going to get done itself. Or get back to work, Mark. You know, this blog post isn't going to get done itself. Or Sarah, get back to work. These emails aren't going to be sent out by themselves. We need to contact these people. You know what I mean? These things aren't getting it done by themselves. And a lot of people don't have that type of dedication. They don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to give up on things they love. They don't want to do the extra time that it takes to do things. They don't want to do things that aren't necessarily fun. And they don't have that internal dialogue or that internal dedication, sort of drill sergeant guy telling them, you have to get this done. If you have that, if you're one of those people who has that, then you may be a successful entrepreneur. You may have what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur. But again, not everybody has that. And again, there's not necessarily anything wrong with that. You just have to know, if it's right for you, then you could be an entrepreneur. If you have these four essential entrepreneurial skills, then you could be a successful entrepreneur. This lifestyle may be cut out for you. That's pretty much it for today, guys. I just wanted to give you sort of a inside look at what it takes to be an entrepreneur. I mean, I talked about a lot of different things here. The four skills, again, one more time, are persistence, number one, knowledge, number two, community, number three, and dedication, number four. And I talked about a lot of different things here. I talked a little about my personal life. I talked about some of my friends, my family, you know, a bit of the struggle that I faced when I was an up-and-coming entrepreneur. And I just wanted to give you more of a good idea of what it takes to be an entrepreneur. Like I mentioned earlier, it's kind of thrown around a lot, the entrepreneurial term. It's very popular right now. You know, everything's entrepreneur this or entrepreneur that. But I want to give you a real look at what it takes. And I guess I want to just leave you with that, the idea that it takes a lot more work, and it's not, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. It's not always green, and actually it's hardly ever green on the entrepreneurial landscape. It's actually a lot of rough patches. It's a lot of weeds. It's a lot of crap, and it's only after a lot of struggle that you see green and that you see success. But it could be worth it for you. Honestly, if you're this type of person, if you have these four skills, it probably is worth it for you. I know it's so worth it for me. I know I absolutely love what I do. Do I love every single aspect of it? No. Are there things I still want to ship out to VAs and so that they can get it done for me and I don't have to worry about this crap? Yeah. There is. But like I said earlier too, even if I do those things, even if I ship out all this, the crap I don't like to do now, there's still going to be things that I don't like to do in the future. Even when I'm super successful, even if I one day hit the level of Zuckerberg or Cuban, there's still going to be things that I don't love to do. But as an entrepreneur, I have to do them because they're essential. They're things that have to be done. Not everybody in every single second of their waking lives is going to love what they're doing in life. That's a fact. But as an entrepreneur, you often get to create your destiny, in my opinion. You get to create what happens in your life. You get to create the experiences that you have. You get to create the time and how you manage it. And there's nothing more important than that. There's nothing more essential and just incredible about having that ability. And so I absolutely love what I do. I love helping guys out. I love helping people overcome their biggest struggles, and I wouldn't change that for the world. And I'm really fortunate that I get to do what I do. I just wanted to give you guys a look into what it takes, a bit of a sneak peek, I guess, because I mean we can go on all day about the inside story of an entrepreneur, and maybe I'll do another episode of this in the future. But I wanted to give you a brief little take about what it really looks like to be an entrepreneur, what to expect, and also the skills that you must have if you're thinking about doing this, or if you are doing this, or maybe just starting off and doing this, what you kind of should at least have or want to have if you want to continue to do this. So that's it for today, guys. I'll have next week another episode coming out, and it'll be an interview style. So we'll go back to interviews. I like to just do these occasionally, do these little snippets of just me talking and giving sort of advice on a general topic. So I like to do these occasionally. I did these in the past with dating, the dating podcast episode that I did where I talked about, I believe it was 9 steps to dating mastery, and then also the overcoming fears podcast episode, which I did. as well about overcoming your fears and gaining confidence. So that's really it for today, guys. And, you know, again, next week we'll be jumping back into the interview style podcast. We're going to be talking about overcoming anxiety. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Also, a quick little mention too before I wrap things up. I have a new YouTube channel out. It's just the Justin Stenstrom channel coming out. I mean, actually, it's already active. So we'll be coming out with, regular YouTube videos and different advice, tips, and just techniques and strategies. So if you want to check that out, check it out. It's Justin Stenstrom, JustinStenstrom on YouTube. And also, we already have all the Elite Man Conference videos up on there. So definitely check out all the videos. I just got reminded too because I did my presentation at the Elite Man Conference on overcoming fears and gaining confidence fast. So you can check out my video too and make sure you like and subscribe to the channel. So until next time, guys, I will talk to you soon and take care.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I need you to do. I need you to subscribe to this podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing, you get every single episode completely free. That's right, get all of our best interviews with the best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and entrepreneurial worlds absolutely free. Don't miss out on any one of our captivating and exciting shows. Subscribe now and get the Elite Man Podcast anytime and anywhere. And yes, if you get a chance, leave us a glowing review about how much you love the show and how awesome we are. All right, guys, that's it. Until next time, take care.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.